Why have you brought us into the desert that you might destroy all the multitude with famine? And behold, I will rain down bread from heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This, of course, comes from today's epistle that is in the blessing of palms ceremony. It is the Israelites back out into the desert, and they find themselves hungry and needing of food. And so Moses begs of God what should be done, and God promises each day to give them what they need, sent down from heaven in the form of manna. The liturgy today, it is in form and in spirit, really two liturgies in an aspect. Because the first form of the liturgy, as we mentioned, it is the blessing of palms. And the first spirit that is connected with this blessing is one of joy and of hope. Yes, it is a recognition of sin that has taken place, but also that we ourselves have the hope of redemption. The Jews in the epistle, the Israelites, in the epistle, they're hungry in the desert. And they call upon God and he feeds them. He takes care of them as his chosen ones. In Jerusalem, in the gospel, it is the triumphal entrance into the city of our Lord with palms laid before his feet. A joyous procession, an entrance into paradise that we witness in the ceremonies. We go out singing joyful hymns. We process around proclaiming that we are the ones who bear witness to the coming of Christ into our holy city. We stop at the doors which represent the gates of heaven. And we call to the angels inside the doors represented by the choir and beg for entrance. It is not meant for us to have that realized by our own voices. But when the cross knocks three times upon it, the cross of Christ is what opens paradise. And we come in to the ethereal ingrediente, the church, paradise. From this joyful ceremony of palms, we come to the Mass and find ourselves suddenly a new spirit. We are plunged into darkness for what is soon to come. It is today that we first read the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ during Lent. It is this recognition in all the connection of why we end up here at Holy Week. The same people, the Israelites, the chosen ones, who had received so many favors from above. When we see this raining down of manna, it is not existent in itself in a vacuum. No, it is a recognition that it is a goodness given from God for a people who are wholly unsatisfied for what they have witnessed up to this point, for the favors that they have been given in response to their asking beforehand. They are the ones who have asked to enter into the desert. They found themselves with their own fault there in Egypt, and they cried out asking for deliverance. And yet they find themselves out there hungry, surprised, as it were, that when they were to leave Egypt, that they were to find themselves in a desert. And yet, it is the same people, likewise, who call out and cry joyfully, Hosanna, today. But in a few days' time, shout out, crucify him, and call for the blood to rain down upon them. It is a fickleness that we witness again and again and again, a changing from extremes, forgetting their favors, but it has always been this way. They, by Moses, turn to God when they are in need, and God assists them. When they are released from Pharaoh, they find themselves at the Red Sea. But it is parted by his prayers, and their enemies are swallowed up by it, and they are delivered. But so quickly they cry out again with complaint. Manna rains down from heaven to them each and every single day. And what they long for instead is what they have lacked since they have left. The flesh pots, the cucumbers, the honey that they once had when they were in captivity. God, by his own finger, carves upon the stone for them the Ten Commandments, all the while they worship idols. God sends prophets. God sends miracles. And so quickly they forget again and again. And it continues when God sends his son, the Messiah they have long prayed for and awaited. He comes and he instructs them with words of sweetness. He teaches them a love that they have never known. He heals their sick. He feeds them when they're hungry. He raises Lazarus from the dead. They praise him one day, welcome him as their savior, proclaim their unworthiness by laying down palms, and then they kill him another. They see the works of heaven. So quickly their eye wanders to the wants of the flesh. They receive manna, and they long for treats that they cannot have any longer. They await for a Messiah to deliver them from iniquity. And when he comes, they long for an earthly king to deliver them earthly pleasures. And how are we the same? We come and we unload our sins in the confessional, unload the burden from our souls and remove it from our shoulders, only to turn around again and so swiftly seek temporary pleasures of the flesh once more. We receive God himself upon our lips, and how quickly again we serve the appetites of our bellies. We beg for forgiveness, and later hold fast to our grudges with others and throttle our offenders. See ourselves delivered from false gods of the world, and so rapidly embrace the world's entertainments and entrapments. We are just as fickle. Our eye wanders so easily, and it forgets to gaze back up to heaven. Our wants are myriad. Our distractions are many. Our worries over temporal matters are consuming. We stand today at the beginning of Holy Week. And so the Church gives us this lesson, this most solemn of times that we enter into. It is for us to be our focus. 1 week for us to lay aside these things as much as we are able to steady ourselves, to block out our distractions, to quiet our souls, and to bear witness to our Savior and his works of redemption. This is what is most important. This is meant to be the focus of our lives. This is what is meant to draw our attention each and every day as our primary end, what we seek after the most, that obtaining of the fruits of the works of redemption. But if we want the fruits, we must walk along the path to its source on the cross. The things that call out to us. We must again and again block them out. Trivialities that matter nothing in the world of eternity that we seek to gain. War, politics, sports, entertainments. What are these if they are not distractions, serving only the fickle desires of flesh, meant to distract our eye, embroil our passions, cause us to lose confidence, forget our God and our redemption, and the things which we stand to bear witness. It is Holy Week. It is time for us to quiet our hearts and to bear witness to the price of our sins, and to look to drink from the font of grace that is opened up to us, so that it may work in our lives, and that we may not forget to find ourselves so easily wavered in the future. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.